Welcome to the Victory of the Lamb podcast. We are a simple, straightforward Bible-teaching church located in Katy, Texas. If you're in the area, we'd love for you to stop by anytime. Otherwise, we hope you use this podcast to grow in your faith and be confident in sharing that faith with many. You can find us online at votl.org. We hope you enjoy this message. God bless your week. This particular church, named the Sanctuary of Mercy Church in Zaragoza, Spain, had a painting on the wall, a mural, plaster wall painting of Jesus. It was known as Behold the Man. That was the name of it. And it was there for nearly 100 years. As the years went by, because it was a plaster wall, and the painting started to deteriorate. It wasn't so fresh anymore. Things were falling apart a little bit. And so one little lady named Cecilia Jimenez, who was in her 80s, took it upon herself to restore the painting. She claims the priest gave her permission to do it, although that was very much debated immediately. Cecilia put a little bit of this and a little bit of that and tried to brush up this over here too. And in the end, she wrecked it. Plain and simple, she wrecked it. The crown of thorns that had been on Jesus' head now looked like a strange hat and a bandaged ear. The clothes that he was wearing now suddenly were too small, didn't really fit anymore. And his face changed so much, people stopped calling the painting Behold the Man, and instead scornfully named it Behold the Monkey. Now people, I think, pay money even. Hundreds of thousands of people pay to go look at it because it's such a famous thing in the area. But I thought I was helping, the lady said. And she ended up ruining what she thought she was helping to restore. I'd like you to think about that when you think about restoring your soul from sin, from death, from certain doom for eternity. Does Jesus need your help? Does he? It might look like it at first. After all, he's flogged, he's limping at best, he's wounded, dying, taunted, abandoned, denied, betrayed. Does he need your help? The answer is a resounding no, because Christ and his mission of saving sinners is something he accomplished by himself. Really, the whole Bible, the Bible is a commentary on that saying, it is finished, that Jesus said with a loud cry just before he died. It's not like he was surprised. All these scriptures that we're going through in our service tonight from Isaiah and Psalm 22, Isaiah was written in 700 BC, hundreds of years before Jesus was in Jerusalem on the cross. David wrote Psalm 22 300 years before that, around 1000 BC. And of course, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit hatched their plan to save sinners from their sins many thousands of years before that. So it's not like Jesus was surprised or he didn't know what he was signing up for or wasn't sure what he was getting himself into when he decided, in love, to become the world's Savior. He came in spite of what he knew. He came because of what he knew, that we were helpless, stuck in our sins, helpless to pay for them in any way, shape, or form other than having God pass through us with his eternal holy wrath. So the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit decided, and the Son said, I'm going to do it. Jesus rolled up his sleeves, had a determined look on his face, would not be distracted, was not deterred in any way. And what a moment this was, as he was right at the finish line of this incredible mission, the greatest one the world has ever known. He asked for a drink right before he said this familiar sentence that is one word in the Greek, tetelestai, and three words in the English, it is finished. He asked for a drink so he could say it loudly as a dying man can talk. And it's so helpful, comforting, inspiring, encouraging, balancing, to think about what exactly is it that's finished? Because it's quite a lot. It's quite a lot. First of all, the payment for sin is finished. Your entire lifetime of sin, finished. The mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to save you and all from their sins is completed. Finished. The perfect life of love Jesus lived without one hint of envy, without one hint of me first, not even a hint of whining, do I have to? His perfect life was finished. Obviously, his earthly life was finished, but wow, what a gift, that perfect life only he could live. The scriptures, brimming over with promises about Christ and the work he would finish, now was finished. The scriptures were all fulfilled. You know what else was finished? The devil's power to accuse you of sin. None of those charges will stick. His arguments are finished. The gates of hell swallowing you up for eternity, finished. The terrible life of being dominated by temptation and having no other choice, finished. Now we have another option to live for our Savior who lived and died for us. Question marks. Where do I stand with God? Question marks. Is my shame really going to be erased? Question marks about death, judgment day, heaven. Finished! We know exactly where we stand with God. We know exactly how much He loves us. We know that our guilt is a thing of the past in the rearview mirror because Christ finished the payment for you and me to have a clear conscience. Finished is the ranking of sin. It's all the same and it's all paid at His cross. Finished is any justification you have for beating yourself up mercilessly over your sin or holding a grudge for someone against theirs. Finished is wondering what my purpose in life is. It's to live and die in faith for the Savior who lived and died for us. How powerful is that? To hear Jesus saying for all time and eternity, it is finished. Let those words resonate in your soul. Because our God demands perfection. But what He demands, He also gives. We are saved by Christ's finished work. Rejoice in that. On Good Friday, the gospel message, Christ has lived and died and risen to provide. Amen. We know your time is precious. Thank you so much for investing some of your time with us today. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you be so kind as to click to follow our show and give us a 5-star rating? That's a quick and easy way to help us get the message of truth out to more people. Thank you so much. God bless your day in Christ.